You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland, KQAC HD3 Portland, and our sister station, KXRWLP Vancouver, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., KXRY Portland may broadcast material that could be found offensive to some members of our audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, it's DJ Skull. I'm here with DJ Bones, which means another edition of Strike of Death here on X-Ray FM. How are you, DJ Bones?
I'm doing great. Coming at you live from 12 miles down in the middle of the earth in a secret bunker. And I got to say, I'm having a nice time. You know why?
Why's that?
No people. Just me and metal.
And you're holding tight with food and water, I hope.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I've also been getting some album deliveries, which is good.
Right on. Let's hear some of it.
Yeah, I got some new stuff to play this week. You know, there's been quite a bit of fanfare for this Four Doors to Death compilation on Strike of Death. Came out in 2016 on Unspeakable Acts and introduced us to some of our very well-liked albums that we've played over the years.
That's right.
I don't know if you're aware of this, DJ Skull, but they now have Four Doors to Death Volume 2 that just came out.
What?
Yeah, that's right. And I picked it up, and I'm going to play a couple tracks from it. It's really quite good.
Same bands?
Nope, four different bands. But I think, you know, it could be a bummer, but I think it's competitive. I think some of these tracks are pretty good.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, and it's helped me get acquainted with a band that you've played quite a bit, and it's just kind of slipped through. But I've discovered I really liked them. I've gone back and checked them out. This Ectoplasma from Greece.
Love them, yep.
Yeah. They've got four new tracks on this compilation. I'm going to lead with one of them. This track is called Infestation of the Extraneous Ones.
Yeah. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Beach Street Parlor, a neighborhood bar set in a two-story Victorian house. Beach Street Parlor offers a large selection of beer, spirits, house infusions, and a full late-night menu. DJs spin a wide variety of sounds. Open nightly at 5 p.m. We're located on Beach Street off MLK Boulevard.
Yeah.
right, Strike of Death on the X-Ray with
DJ Skull
and DJ Bones coming at you from 12 miles in the ground in a secret bunker. That was Grecian band Vulture, which is another band that you've played and just kind of passed by me. And I went back and I was like, wow, this stuff is really good. I'm going to go ahead and break it now. I don't think I've said this, but I'm compiling my top list of all metal albums. So I've been going through multiple thousands of albums.
Oh my gosh.
It's definitely going to be a year long project. But the good news is that I've been coming across some albums that, again, just kind of snuck by. And I'm like, oh, I really got to check this out. This Vulture is one of them. That was Return to Soil from their album Drowned in Gangrenous Blood, which came out last year on Memento Mori.
I do really like that one as well.
Yeah, it's great. The whole thing's really good. And before that, we had Ectoplasma, again, an album that I'm just kind of discovering, even though DJ Skull has presented them previously. And that was Infestation of the Extraneous Ones. It's the first track from the Four Doors to Death Volume 2 from Unspeakable Acts that just came out or is about to just come out. I'm going to keep it going with the new stuff. There's this band, Ruin Lust, that just came out with an album on 20 Bucks Spin. 20 Bucks Spin is almost a buy on site label for me. They pretty much just only come out with good stuff, and this is not an exception. They have an album coming out called Choir of Babel, and I'm going to play the first track off of that. It's called The Choir of Babel. We'll be right back. Hi, we are DJ Skull and Bones coming to you on Strike of Death, the best of extreme metal on the X-Ray. What we had there was Ruined Lust with their new album Choir of Babel, and that was the lead track, The Choir of Babel. That came out on 20 bucks spin this month. What do you think of that?
Love it. I actually brought some of that as well. I will pass mine over for yours, but
yeah,
I recommend
to the punch on that. I got lucky.
It's fine. I picked a different track too, which tells you that we're endorsing at least two songs on that. And there's only
yeah, I had originally picked a different one. Worm.
I don't think that's the one I picked either. So
I think they're all almost equally great.
I can't wait to listen to the whole thing. I only listened to long enough to pick the song I wanted to play.
Cool.
All right, I picked some other tracks. Caligari Records. I think it's fair to say they're not quite a buy on sight for me because they do more black metal than I'm going to admit to being into, but if they put out a death metal release, I definitely want it for sure. And a new one from a trio out of Seattle. So maybe when all this pandemic BS ends, maybe we can see this band live sometime. They're called Naroth, and let's listen to Blistering Eyes.
X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
We'll be right back.
All right, back on Strike of Death. Couldn't let you be the only one to play a Greek band this week, DJ Bones.
Nope.
So I brought some Greek metal as well off Transcending Obscurity. I brought Death Courier. If you want to order some death, that's who you call, the Death Courier. Yeah. And I listened to the title track there, Necrotic Verses. That one's not out till June. We might play that whole album on Strike of Death before it even comes out. And before that, Seattle band Naroth, Blistering Eyes off It Dwells Amongst Us. I dig that cool one. It's got that kind of cavey feeling a little bit. And again, hoping Naroth would make it down to Portland sometime once we can tour again. We're on Pandemic Strike of Death show number 3, I think. And if you're not aware, DJ Bones is holed up in his underground lair, staying safe. But we are doing extreme social distancing if you're picking up a little oddness on the audio side of things. But we thank X-Ray.
That's right. Air is thin down here, but it's cool because it's giving me a buzz.
Right on, man. All right. I had a moment with Asphyx this week. You probably know this because we talked about what are the best Asphyx records. Which ones do we have and not have?
And it's hard to pick the best.
It is. I listen to a lot of Asphyx, and I'm just going to play a track that I really dug, which is this one, Of Days When Blades Turned Blunt.
Of the national race, or feeling.
Hey, social distance metal time here on Strike of Death with DJ Skull and
DJ Bones.
I did a triple shot. I don't usually do triple shots, but this band Henry Kane plays some real they play some real short songs. So I said, why not just play a bunch of them? So Henry Kane has a new record. Henry Kane is one of these one-man bands. Johnny Peterson is the guy's name. He's a Swede. He's in Wombath. You might know him from Wombath. And he put out this new album under Henry Kane. And I played No Road to Redemption and two songs that are in Swedish. So I'm not going to try to repeat those. I'm sure I would butcher it. But you can go to xray.fm/program/strikeofdeath. Look at our playlist from tonight and our 288 other shows and learn some foreign languages. And before that, we had Netherlands band Asphyx of Days When Blades Turned Blunt. That's off Death Hammer, their 2012 release on Century Media.
Their penultimate album.
That's right. Might be anti-penultimate because I think they had a 20. Well, one of those two.
Was that?
It might be their anti-penultimate because I thought they had one in 16 and 19, but I might be wrong. I'm not looking up right now.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I'm going to keep going with this Four Doors to Death. I figured I'd pick two tracks off of this since there's four bands, for crying out loud.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm going to – pardon?
I said cool.
Yeah, cool. And so now I'm going to play this band Fetid Zombie, which is a cool band name. And the song I'm going to play is called Chaos Scythe.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Strike of Death on the X-Ray with your hosts,
DJ Skull
and DJ Bones, coming at you from 12 miles in the ground in a secret bunker. Don't try to find it. You'll never find it. I've got a lid with some plants and dirt on it. You're just not going to do it. That was Guts Band, Gutted Alive from New York. You know they're a Guts Band with a name like Gutted Alive. And that was Awakening the Beast from their 2015 release, Consumed by Carnage. Before that, we had Fetid Zombie with Chaos Scythe, one of their offerings on the new Four Doors to Death Volume 2 album from Unspeakable Acts. What do you think of that stuff?
I dig it, man. I can't wait. What are the other two bands? So we got Ectoplasma, Fetid Zombie. Who else?
Oh, geez. Nucleus, I think.
Okay.
And the other one is escaping me right now.
Is it Shards of Humanity?
No. Okay. No, it's not. I'll look it up and I'll tell you after we play these next two songs.
Right on.
Okay, and the first one, this is a little bit of a blast from the past. This is actually from 2012, before there was a Strike of Death. But we played quite a bit of this when we started. Horrendous. Their album, The Chills, we played when we very first started the show. And I'm going to go back and play my favorite track from that album. This is called The Ritual.
Time.
Still Strike of Death, still the X-Ray. We are DJ Skull and Bones, and that was Danish D-beat band Parasite, which is also a band that we've played a little bit around here, and I decided to go for Revisit. Both the album and the track name are in Danish, and I'm not gonna... Okay, I'll try the song. Sultan I Sang.
I think that's good.
I'm not going for the album because it's long, and there's like weird dots and circles on letters that I don't understand. But that was Parasite. That album came out in 2018 on Indisciplinarian. Before that, we had Horrendous with The Ritual from The Chill.
I love Parasite. I love that Parasite track.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, I'm going to play a Bathory cover. How about that? Let's listen to Sacrifice, Bathory cover as played by Unspeakable Acts band Infiltrator.
I'm
Hey, thanks everyone for sticking out another edition of Strike of Death, Social Distancing, Extreme Metal Hour with DJ Skull and
DJ Bones.
We thank DJ Bones for joining us from the underground lair. We hope your food and air rations are holding out.
Whatevs.
We'll find out next week. In the meantime, I'll run down All Hell, Black Shape, off of the Red Sect. I played a couple Thrashers there. And Infiltrator, they're off Unspeakable Acts. We played a lot of Unspeakable Acts tonight. They're a great label. Four Doors to Death Volume 2. We're pretty stoked on that one. And that was Infiltrator doing Sacrifice by Bathory. And we'll be back next week at the same time for more Strike of Death.